Emerging Enterprise Awards 2020 on Money FM 89.3 is brought to you by OCBC and the Business Times.
Well, this is Money FM 89.3. I'm Bernard Lim. Well, amid the unique backdrop of the COVID-19 pandemic, this year's Emerging Enterprise Awards 2020 will look to recognize small and medium-sized enterprises that demonstrate innovation, resilience, and sustainability despite the challenging circumstances. In its 13th year, the awards are jointly organized by the Business Times and OCBC, are held every year to celebrate and recognize emerging businesses with an enterprising mindset. And COVID-19 is putting each business resiliency and innovative thinking to the test. And today we speak to Tyler Jong, co-founder at Three Dots. And Tyler, welcome back to the studio.
Thank you for having me again.
Well, Tyler, I know that you'll be here in December and on Money FM, and you were talking to Clarissa Montero. I understand that you were working on an app with a food bank to kind of match donors of food with organizations which help to kind of distribute them to the needy. Any progress, any updates on that idea?
Well, yeah, it's been moving smoothly, right? So we've been working with multiple partners, not just food bank, but DBS too. So the goal here is to use the technology that we have to distribute food a bit more efficiently. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're good at. And that's what we've been doing. So we hope to lend a hand by extending that technology to the food bank. Mm. Hope they do so a bit more efficiently too.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go back a little bit for the benefit of our listeners right now. I mean, how did all this start for you? I mean, for your co-founder, Chia Chai, it also took getting a scolding from a German, I understand.
Yeah. I mean, the way we perceive food and food waste is very different, right? In Asia, versus what's happening in Europe or the Western world, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he was sharing that we had a couple of drinks, right? He was sharing that he was in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
His landlord, right?
Mm.
When you mix garbage together, right? You don't split them, you don't separate them, right?
Yeah, because you should be separating them,
yes,
right?
You should be separating. You don't do it here in Asia, in Singapore, right?
We don't do that.
Yeah, you don't have, right? Yeah, those in the HDBs, you have rubbish chute. You throw it in, you don't see anything. You
correct.
Don't know what's going on.
Correct.
The problem is solved by just ignorance, right?
Right.
Yeah. So it's very different. The way they manage differently. And even...
So how was this coded? Tell us a bit more.
Oh yeah, he took the trash, saw all the trash on the ground, and you had to go sort it out yourself. Yeah.
Okay.
That's how they see it, right? In supermarkets, you bring plastic, you request for plastic bags, people give you a stare.
A stare.
Yeah.
That's right.
Very different.
That's right. Oh, goodness, good. So that was an experience that sparked him to kind of create this movement that you guys are on.
Yeah, we were talking about it, and they're sharing that in supermarkets, you've got shelves where your food is cleared at lower prices. Mm. They're very open about it. Things are imperfect, surplus. They clear at lower prices. But you don't really see it here in Asia, or at least back then. Now you start to see in Singapore, but mm-hmm. most Asian countries, you don't see that.
Mm.
And you know that there's this problem, but how you can solve it here in Asia, you want to take a different approach.
Mm.
That's where Three Dots came about.
Mm-mm-mm. So tell us, what are some myths that people have about social enterprises to begin with?
Oh yeah, this is a new term in Asia, right? People think that social enterprise equates to non-profits.
Mm-hmm.
But non-profits function in a way whereby you raise donations, you use the donations to serve your mission, right? And when you use up those funds, you go back to ask for donations.
Mm-hmm.
They're at the other extreme are for-profit businesses where you provide value to society and you make profit out of it. Doesn't matter if it's tobacco, it's alcohol, right? But social enterprises sit in between.
Mm.
It's not equivalent to non-profits. So social enterprises, you make money, but you do the good at the same time. It's not a dichotomy. You don't have to choose one or the other.
Right,
yeah. So people have the impression that social enterprises are non-profits, but they're not. Right? You still have to pay your wages. You don't rely on donations.
Social enterprises is actually technically not quite a charity as well.
Yeah, it isn't. You shouldn't perceive it that way.
So how was Three Dots affected by, obviously, the pandemic that we've all been through during this year, and especially during Circuit Breaker?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's tough. Most businesses kind of suffer, right? We are not an exception, right? So for us, take a step back. Three Dots is a B2B platform. So we serve businesses, right? So the goods that we have, as long as they're safe for human consumption, but then surplus are imperfect, right? And there are businesses out there, because we do B2B, they can purchase from us.
Mm.
So our clients consist of caterers, restaurants, cafes, canteen owners, even the small food stores here in Singapore. We call them hawkers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so those are clients. When the pandemic hit, that's tough because people don't dine in this food stall as much, right? Yeah, so that's a challenge. So these guys, they order fewer items, right? So purchasing, the demand from this segment is less.
Mm.
Then from supply side, it's even worse.
Because they get more.
Yeah, because there's disruption in supply chain.
Correct.
What happens is the supply chain has been, you know, been tailored to that kind of consumption.
Right.
But now, no, things are going towards groceries. So things are being sold out there.
Right.
But it comes to products that are being manufactured for the food service businesses, there's just too many.
Too much.
Yeah, too much. So then the supply chain is not fast adapted to react that quick.
Mm.
Then there's a huge amount of products that you just can't do much about it.
Thrown away, so to speak.
Yeah. They're stuck with it.
So I'm just wondering, so some of these hawkers, as you mentioned, so if they purchase these soon-to-be-expired products from you at a lower price, obviously, and then they will go and cook them themselves, obviously, during normal times?
Normal times, yeah. Okay, so the concept of, because for consumers, right, we're familiar with next expiry date, that's a few days, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, but for us, right, when you talk to an importer, nearing the expiry date is actually 6 months before the expiry date. So
okay.
It's different perspective.
Okay.
So in items that's just 6 months, that's okay to a hawker if he cooks it within the next 3 days.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, so they do cook it within the next few days. Even a caterer, they don't really hold a lot of stock. They try to cook it within the next week or so.
Right. Well, we're talking to Tyler Jong, who is a co-founder at Three Dots. What has been the most challenging for you so far in the entire circuit breaker and COVID-19 situation?
That's internal and external, right? So externally, consumption habits change. So most people are going towards grocery, right? So for us to, because remember, we're a social enterprise, so we have to survive, right? So we have to divert resources into consumer, direct consumer, instead of B2B, right? So we built this group purchase community. So we have about 100 communities in Singapore where consumers and households come together, bundle their purchases together, and then purchase as if they were like a business. So instead of a carton of like 12 kg of chicken wings, usually businesses can absorb it, but consumers, you can't. Your fridge can't store 12 kg of chicken wings, right?
Now,
as you, your neighbor, your friends,
so
come together.
Consolidate.
Yes, you consolidate. That's why the group buy, right? Yeah, so we had that community set up. So 100 of them. So it could be you and your neighbors within these three blocks.
Right.
Yeah, you could then consolidate and buy it from us. So we adapt, right? Yeah.
So obviously there must be this middle person or this middle group that does
that. So that we call them champions, right? Or advocates. So these guys are like our warriors, right? They're helping us, right? They're like the typical aunties who are excited, oh, I've got a good deal. They go to their friends and neighbors or family members, hey, I've got a good deal, you want to share? Right? I've got lobang, that's how you call it, right?
Got lobang.
Yeah. So it's lobang aunties. It could be those aunties who occupy moms, right? They send the kids to school.
Right.
But not much they go mahjong, they have their group or clique, they're pretty influential,
right
so those are the guys I'll advocate.
So apart from something like this, how else has Three Dots pivoted or coped? What else have you
other than business model? Internally, there are two parts to it, right? One is we have to be more tech driven, right? You have to whether is it collecting payments, cash, people are scared of cash, right? Because COVID, right? Yeah, so try to push people to pay digitally,
right?
Be a bit more aggressive with getting our clients or customers to order through our app. So we have when you build tech, you have a plan.
Right.
You have to push it forward.
Correct.
Yeah, so that's a strain on resources. You need to manage that. Especially when our developers are not just in Singapore, but in the region, right? Then internally, there's morale. Right? Because people are pessimistic. COVID, right? And do I have a job in the next few weeks, right? Do I have to go on paid leave? And then do I still have a job on paid leave? I say that as a young entrepreneur, managing people is tough.
Right.
Yeah, when you have like 60 people and these guys are worried about the job, you get a pay cut. Yeah, more or less. That's important.
Did you have to resort to some retrenchments or cutting of staff?
You're very fortunate. And because the government really helped us quite a bit, right? So you didn't have to fire based due to COVID, right? Is there any firing? It's based on get out there. It's actually based on performance. No, because COVID, right? Yeah.
Okay, so now you're into this process of being judged for the Emerging Enterprise Awards. Many nominees have shared with me how much they have learned during this process as well, especially looking at their own companies, how their own companies are being run. How has the judging process been like for you, and what have you learned?
I think, as a young entrepreneur, right, you work on a business and after a while you get trapped. But it's a great time when doing this our process, right? You take a step back and look back and you look at your peers, how well they're doing, inspires you, right? And you get a sense check how you're doing. And that criteria that they set for, it's a very competitive award, right? And you take a step back and you start to do checkbox. Are you doing things right? You start to question yourself, which is good. You need these kind of things every now and then, right? So you're plugged out of your business and you look at it from like third person. And that's important. You want to self-reflect. And that was great. Learning from your peers, from the stringent criteria, that's where we kind of take a step and look at our business again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Tyler, you're no stranger to winning awards. We know you won the DBS Foundation Grant. If you really win it come December the 9th, what would winning in the OCBC Emerging Enterprise Awards mean to you? Tell us.
Oh, it's amazing, right? I think you look at our business. We are a social enterprise, right? There's this notion that we are a non-profit, and the term social enterprise is a very new concept. And if we are there, hopefully we set the trend, that first few, to get the validation. You know, entering in a competition that's, you know, judged among these really amazing businesses, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you really win, it's validation that this model is possible in Asia, and hope you inspire others to do so. Mm-hmm. Hope to be the trendsetter, if possible, right? Yeah, yeah.
Okay, man, Tyler, very inspiring hearing you talk as well. So cool. All the best to you for the upcoming awards.
Yeah.
All right, we're talking to Tyler Jong, who is co-founder at Three Dots, one of the nominees for the Emerging Enterprise Awards 2020. Well, I'm Bernard Lim, and this is Money FM 89.3.
Emerging Enterprise Awards 2020 on Money FM 89.3 is brought to you by OCBC and the Business Times. Recognizing business innovation, resilience, and excellence.